Proclamation number 5026, dated the December 24th, 1950.
Spiritual influence. Question. Truth.
A person's heart is often moved by unvoiced thoughts which he himself is not entirely conscious of, but which are obvious to me at all times. I try to respond to them in the form of thoughts, but only after a person seriously occupies himself with the question as to whether my answer can mentally flow into him. Prior to this, it is not possible. And therefore I require mental communication with me. I require a trusting dialogue with me, the presentation of everything the person is concerned about in order to answer him in an easily understandable way. The human being has to intellectually consider everything arising from his heart. Then a clear responsive thought will come to him, likewise gained through his intellect, and he will understand what was previously unclear to him. He will feel that he received advice from me, and all doubt will perish, for he turned to the right source which enlightened him. He is to conduct all his mental activities with my support. Then correct thinking will be guaranteed. However, it is far more difficult to impart knowledge to a person who is mentally inactive, knowledge which is completely unfamiliar to him and of which he therefore cannot form an opinion in order to attain an answer. This requires the complete exclusion of all mental activity, because then forces will be at work which affect the spirit in the person, for which the physical organs are not required. These forces are, in fact, also in direct contact with me, because they effectively only pass on what they receive from me. Hence they establish contact with the spiritual spark in the person, they effectively exclude the organic person and transmit a flow of spiritual currents into the person's soul. These spiritual currents affect the spiritual spark and establish its connection with the Eternal Father Spirit. Thus the spiritual influences originally come forth from me, even if they are imparted to you through beings of light. And such spiritual influences always signify thoughts of truth and clear realization. I don't want to keep you humans in darkness about anything. I want to illuminate your innermost being, as soon as this is your own will. I want to make the eternal truth known to people, because they can only become blessed through the truth. But it only ever concerns the life of the soul, which shall be attained through the truth, not earthly material life, for this life is to be lived by you as I recognized from the start to be expedient and successful for you. Therefore the instructions, which I impart to you myself or through beings of light, will relate to your spiritual development. Thus they should be considered by you as a gospel, a teaching originating from God, which leads back to God again. A person who takes his spiritual progress seriously will therefore only ask spiritual questions in his thoughts. He will lead a second life alongside his earthly life, which will certainly show itself in his earthly life, because his thinking, intentions and actions will betray his spiritual attitude. Whilst he therefore takes care of his spiritual life, I will take care of his earthly life, which I will arrange appropriately in order to further his maturing. In fact, the human being's wishes quite often diverge from my will. I don't always let life proceed as he would like, yet I truly know best what will help him reach perfection. Then the human being will speak to me often and desire an answer that pleases him. Yet he should only be spiritually minded and leave me to take care of everything else. The light that has been kindled in him shall shine far and wide, and not only illuminate one person's destiny, it radiates from the spiritual kingdom to earth and emits a bright shine. Light, however, is knowledge. Thus knowledge is conveyed to earth, which has everlasting value, which is and must be helpful for all people, or it would not be light from above. This is conveyed to you by forces of light on my instructions, and since it comes forth from the eternal source, only truth can flow to you. Consequently, with every examination you humans must consider whether spiritual thoughts or earthly questions are expected to be answered. If you become doubtful, you are only intended to spread spiritual knowledge amongst your fellow human beings, and this is imparted to you in all truth. However, earthly questions can also be answered, yet generally this answer only benefits the questioner and not another person. This is why someone who wants to be instructed from the spiritual kingdom is no longer paying attention to the world and is therefore a suitable recipient for spiritual gifts, which he then should distribute in order to help his fellow human beings. Amen.